So now I want to walk you through some overall big, you know, big picture launch planning. Now we're going to go through the five major types of launches. In fact, I'm going to spring another one on you. I don't know if I'll get to all of them in this module, but we're going to go through the major types of launches. I'm going to show you examples. I'm also going to show you some hypothetical launch plans in terms of timing as you go into it. But right now I want to focus on this overall, you know, the overall trigger strategy and the timing of how you hit those triggers. And you'll see what I'm about to show you, you can apply to any type of launch, no matter how long, whether it's a 1 week launch or it's a big mega 5 or 6 week launch, you still will hit the same type of triggers. The exact timing of when you hit them will vary, but you're going to still hit the same type of triggers in the pre-launch and the same type of triggers in the pre-launch, the very start of the pre-launch, and then the mid-pre-launch. You know, this mid-pre-launch, if you're doing a 10-day launch, that's going to come in about 5 days. If you're doing a 6-week launch, it's going to come like at the 3-week mark. But it doesn't matter because you're still going to be aiming at the same type of triggers. If you're in the middle of your launch, if you're coming down to launch day, let me just get started and you'll see what I mean. So this actually breaks out pretty big here. So let me see if I can just make this a little more readable, actually get it on the screen for you. Okay, so in your pre-pre-launch, and we covered this in Module 2, so this is really review for the pre-pre-launch, but at that point, you're identifying the offer and you're gathering objections, and if possible, depending on your situation, you're gathering proof via that testimonial cruncher I showed you. And also, as you're starting this initial interaction, you might, you know, when you're doing your initial survey or you do that email asking people to write back to you, when you start getting the interaction going off, and you'll start to get people popping up that have got testimonials, have done good with your stuff. And then at that point, you can turn that into a case study. Actually, that's real easy. Like if someone comes back and says, boy, you know, I love your product about growing big tomatoes. And, you know, I grew these huge, I had the best summer ever last year. These tomatoes were amazing. Or, you know, your Learn Guitar product was amazing. All of a sudden I can play like 6 songs. Then you write back to them and ask them for more details, congratulate them. And then if it sounds like a viable case study, then say, hey, would you feel like doing a case study? Can we jump on the phone and, you know, get them on the phone, record it, you know, with free conference call. I think it's freeconference.com. You can get a free conference line, and I think they'll even record it for free. So, you know, it's very easy. You know, if you can get them on the phone, just get them on the phone and start talking to them and get a recording of that, and you got yourself a case study. At that point, you can just use the audio case study, or you could take that and turn that into a Camtasia. I'll cover how to do that exactly a little bit later. But basically, the pre-launch is about, it's identifying the offer, figuring out what people really want, and so you can create that offer, you know, giving them what they want. It's about gathering those objections and the proof. Again, we covered all this stuff last week in Module 2. Now, let's see. So at this point in the pre-pre-launch, you're trying to create some interest and you know, some unexpectedness, some novelty, some surprise isn't a bad thing to do. You know, it's a teasing and anticipation. I should have that anticipation trigger in here. Let's see if I can find that really quick. And I'll tell you what, instead of doing that, we'll just go like this. I can't believe I left anticipation out of here. So we're just going to paste one in here and say, there we go, anticipation. And that one's really, I'm going to put it up above these other ones because that's the most important at this point. Reciprocity, you're building some reciprocity just because you're up here, you know, up here you're asking their opinion. And asking their opinion and paying attention to their opinion, that actually does create some reciprocity. You're giving them your attention, so they're going to want to give you stuff back. Likeability, at this point, you know, you're still way out from the launch. There's no real hint. You know, you do that first shot across the bow that something's coming, but you know, you're not pitching them. At this point, it's great to be very personable and very likable. Okay, so that's the pre-pre-launch. And like I said, that was more or less review. Now, right at the start of your pre-launch, you want to go back to the story that you created in Module 1 and Module 2. And in this story, in your homework exercise, you wrote down and you focused on what their frustrations were and also what their aspirations, what their dreams were, what they really wanted to accomplish. And with the start of your pre-launch, it's important to come out with your best, your strongest piece of content and go for the biggest. Frank Kern calls this the shock and awe, but you come out with a big bang. It's almost like seen a movie preview. They don't show you the five worst jokes in the movie, right? They show you the five best jokes. So you come out with your best pre-launch content, and you focus on either their frustrations or their aspirations, or you could actually hit both. But the real, and I'll be showing you how, some of the scripts I use for creating this pre-launch content. But the big, at this point, you're coming out with your best content, be it a video, be it, and it could be email. It could be a PDF. It could be audio. It could be a teleseminar. But you come out with a big bang because it's basically got one chance to make the first impression. Now, generally, you really want to focus on proof here, proof of your results, proof that whatever you've got to give them actually will do what you're promising. At this point, some surprise, some novelty, some controversy is a great thing. If you don't have it, that's fine. But this is a great place to start off with controversy. Along with the proof, you're going to focus on authority, creating, that you're credible, here you are credible and you have the authority, and you're doing that by showing them some content. Now, in a few years ago, when I was doing these launches, I really wasn't focusing all that much on content. And to tell you the truth, in a lot of the niches, you don't really need to give a ton of content. You don't need to give this fantastic pre-launch content that we're doing, but you'll be better off if you do. And it doesn't, it's amazing how easy it is to impress a lot of people. And so if you just come out with a Camtasia video, an audio, a PDF report, do a teleseminar, that establishes your authority and your credibility. And hopefully you can show some real good proof at that point. In addition, since you're giving great content at this point, you're automatically developing reciprocity. So that's really what you focus on, right? You want to come out of the gate with a big bang right at the beginning of your pre-launch. Now, after a little bit, or after your initial piece of content, you start to shift into this from the middle of your pre-launch period. And again, depending on the length of your launch, this could happen, within 6 or 7 days of the start of your pre-launch, or it could be 2 or 3 weeks. For a quick launch, there's almost no mid pre-launch for a quick launch, but it could be just in the first couple of days. So at this point, you're really starting to develop, you're really starting to share the story, your storyline that you've developed, and you developed that in your first two modules. So now you're really starting to develop that story. You're giving more pre-launch content. You're developing reciprocity. You're continuing to be likable. You're giving great stuff. And in here, you're starting to create your interaction and your conversation. Now, a great place to do that is with your blog by, posting your content to your blog or posting links to your content on your blog. Lots of questions about what blog to use. My favorite is WordPress. That's what I would use if I were you. I would go to WordPress.org. That's WordPress.org, and it's free. You can download it for free, and it installs super, super easily. It's just click a few buttons and it installs in your website. If you can't do that, there's loads and loads of people that will install it for you very inexpensively. If you go to renacoder.com or elance.com, that's Elance, the letter ELANCE.com, rentacoder.com, RENTACODER.com, or even Craigslist.com. That's Craigslist. Any one of those, you can get some freelancer, and it'll probably cost you like $20 to get WordPress installed. So WordPress.org is my my blog of choice. So that's sort of the mid pre-launch. Then right when you're starting to close in on your launch, and say this might be the week before your launch, if it's in a bigger launch, at this point you really shift your focus to your product. So up here, you know, you're teasing anticipation. Out here, you're coming out, you know, both guns blazing with some great content, but you're not really talking about your offer. You're not really even talking about that you have something coming. You're not even talking about that this is a pre-launch. I mean, for heaven's sakes, if you're at the beginning of your pre-launch, don't even use the word launch. Don't be talking about your launch. Don't say this is, you know, we got some pre-launch content. No, you're just coming out with some great material. You're just coming out with, you know, with this pre-launch content that focuses on their frustrations and aspirations, and they don't even know there's a product coming. For the most part, in most markets, they're not even going to know there's a product coming. They just know that you're telling the story how you're a lot like them, you have these frustrations, and you figured something out, and go take a look at this content because it's really great. I'm being a great guy. I'm just giving you this fantastic content. Here, once you get into within like the last 5 to 7 days before your launch, all of a sudden it's like, and well, you know, we've been on this journey together for the last couple of weeks. I've been seeing this all this great stuff, but you know, guess what? I've got something coming. I've been telling you, you know, about, you know, how I was able to find the solution, and I've been sharing some of that solution with you. But you know what I've done is I've decided to actually share it with you, and I put together a big product. And the thing that's going to happen at this point, as you shift to the product and you start to explain your offer and your product, then people are going to start to ask you questions. Those questions are going to be the objections. Of course, you already know what a lot of the objections are going to be because in your pre-launch, you identified them. And actually throughout this whole, the beginning of your pre-launch, you actually identified them as well. So hopefully as you move through your mid pre-launch, you started to the content you were putting out answered some of those objections. But here, once you start really talking about your product, then you really start to shift into answering objections. At this point, you're also working on social proof. You're telling people about how much interest you have, about all the interaction, all the blog posts, all the emails you're getting. You also start moving into scarcity. Because as you shift to the focus in your offer, then especially the last few days before the launch, then you start to build up your scarcity. And we'll talk about exactly how to do that as we go through. And in all of this stuff, we're going to be giving you examples on how to exactly do this. But social proof and scarcity, you know, as you develop the offer or as you reveal the offer, then you're also revealing the limit. You know, generally we want to limit the offer in some fashion. Either it's going to be quantity based or time based. You know, and if they don't act within that time or within that quantity, then they'll get fewer bonuses, or the price will go up, or they won't be able to get it because the product will go off the market. We'll cover all this stuff. You're also continuing all the way through here. You're giving great content. So you're building reciprocity. Right at the end, generally there's lots of questions coming in about the product, and that's where you're really building up the interaction and the conversation. And you're at this point, as you're talking about your scarcity and your social proof, you have to cover the reason why, especially for the scarcity, the reason why for the scarcity. And in here, through all this interaction, generally the interaction really takes a spike in the last few days before the launch, and that's where you start to build the community. And of course, all the way through here, you're exhibiting authority. You continue to show authority by showing how much great content you have and how you really know the market. You know what you're doing. Even if you're not an expert, if this is some little niche and you're just going into a little niche and you're not the expert, if you've tapped into experts to create the pre-launch content, it's still establishing the authority for you. Okay, now we come right down to, at this point, so do you see how you're really moving through these? Let me open these all up and see if I can get them on here. At the beginning, you're just focusing big bang. You're coming out frustrations, aspirations, And at that point, it's all about proof and it's all about authority. And then as you move further through it, you're starting to create interaction. And then really towards the end is where the social proof and scarcity, you really start pounding on that as you start talking about your product. Okay, let me close some of these up. Now on launch day, it's all about, well, generally what happens is launch day, you're going to send out a very, very short email that says, we're now live, go order now. But then later in that day, you'll generally come back with an email, and the message of that email will generally be about how well the launch is going, and it will give social proof, talk about how many orders are coming in, how crazy things are, and often social proof and scarcity usually go together. Because if there's a limited number available, or if there's limited fast mover bonuses, then as those bonuses start to get eaten up, and as you start to come closer to your deadlines or your quantity limits, that's in and of itself is social proof. If you say we've got 500 available, and boy, we've already sold, 392 of them. Well, just the fact that you've sold 392 is social proof. And social proof and scarcity are intertwined and they feed on each other. So the more scarcity you have, it's really it builds more and more social proof. And the more and as you build that social proof, it just builds the scarcity because you're getting closer and closer to a sellout. Now, it all depends exactly how your offer is structured. Some offers are open-ended. They don't have a limited quantity. But in general, I really would prefer to go into a launch with some type of scarcity, and we'll be showing you how to build that into just about any type of launch. Okay, now, this module is mostly about the pre-launch, but I wanted to give you the overall plans here. So the day after the launch is generally coming back with more reciprocity and social proof. And I messed up here. This is supposed to be later on the launch day. So we're going to take that and put that there. So this is a launch day. And like I said, generally you're going to try to mail twice on launch day. And this is the tsunami moment. That's what I call this. And that's this idea of you're sending out an email, you do the launch, a few hours later you send out another email, and it's the general tone of that email is things are just crazy here. We're really just trying to keep our head above the water. We're all in this together. Work with me, folks. If you're having a hard time getting through to the order page, or if the bonuses are going away, or whatever, just we're doing our best. We're trying to take care of you. Our customer service is really jamming away. And that is your tsunami moment. It's like we're all getting carried away. You're trying to turn this into this epic day where they feel for you. And you're all in this together. And I'm going to show you how we do some of the emails where I've done that. And again, you're built there. That's social proof, that things are so crazy. And also there's some likability here. It's almost like they're pitying you, but you don't want to be in an actual situation where they do feel pity, because that's just bad juju, bad dynamics. But, if you're fighting through something, you're persevering, then that makes you more likable in general. Okay, so day after the launch, generally come back with reciprocity and social proof. It's, boy, the dust has settled a little bit. We're still selling like gangbusters, but in general, it's more the social reciprocity and social proof. As you get closer to the end of the launch, you really start to shift the focus to the end of the launch. And let me try to fit some stuff here. There we go. When you're about 2 days out, or maybe even 3 days out from the end of the launch, and I typically like 7-day launches. I don't like to go much longer than 7 days because it's tough to really keep the momentum and the energy going. So if you're going for a 7-day launch, as you get maybe 3 days out from the end or 2 days out from the end, now you really start to focus. I'm talking about the end of the launch, and that really ends up becoming a scarcity message. So you're really working on scarcity, and you're still working on the likability and the social proof and the authority. Then right at the end of the launch, This is a key thing. It's like something bad happens if they don't act. So in other words, and you're trying to be likable. You're not, you don't want to strong arm people. At this point, it's like, hey folks, I just wanted to give you a last minute notice because I know, you know, some of you guys have held off and you haven't acted yet on this thing. So I just want to give you this last minute notice. It's not like I'm trying to force you to do anything. This isn't some big scarcity type of thing, but I just want to let you know that you have to act now, if you want to get the special. And basically at the end of the launch, you really want something bad to happen if they don't act. And what I mean by that is either bonuses go away or the price goes up or the product goes off the market. Any one of these are bad things. And so that gives them a hard deadline they have to act by. Another thing you could do, this is really similar to the bonuses going away, but portions of the product might be removed from the offer. And I mean, there's a fine line between that and having bonuses go away. Either that one or this one, you know, the bottom line is they don't get as much stuff here. If they don't act, they'll get the same stuff, but the price will go up. And here, they're just not going to be able to get the thing anymore. It's going to go off the market. So at the end of the launch, you definitely want something bad to happen. That sets up your whole scarcity play here and here. So that's just the sort of overall picture of the launch and how it goes. And like I said, it doesn't really matter if it's a, you know, if it's a 2-week launch or a 6-week launch. This is the general timeline and the timing and where you're going to hit the triggers as you go through it.